There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877, as the voice goes, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. G-Code has got something that they've just come out with. I've talked a little bit about it. They call it the contact line. You need to go to Tactical Holsters. It's the last tab. Go look at the contact line, tacticalholsters.com. You know, I like talking to instructors because, one, instructors, most of the instructors that are out there today, for the most part, they deal with a different skill set than the type that I was taught when I was in the military in the 1980s. And because they are instructors, even if they existed when I did in professional arms, they've come along with the trends where I sort of just, they just sort of happened while I was looking around in the background. My next guest is one of those unique combinations of this. One, I like a man to be man-sized. And my next guest, his nickname is Yeti. Two, the name of his company is Sentinel Concepts. And they say they're committed to bringing their students the most current relevant firearms training based on their personal needs. He has quite the pedigree, quite the resume as far as places where he's trained and the people he has trained. We're joined now for the first time by Steve Fisher. Good morning, sir.
How are you doing, brother?
I'm doing okay. Now, you and I talked about how much I like you being a man of size and everything. I did not know that you were Yeti, though. I did not know that you were the Yeti. That's sort of a coming out of the woodline. That'd make you sort of scary, wouldn't it?
You know, I'm really not sure how that came about. Actually, a good friend of mine in the industry, Alan Normandy from Battle Comp, gave me that nickname years ago.
Alan's never given me a nickname. Of course, I've never stood beside him, so maybe that's part of the problem. Anyway, let's talk a little bit about some of the stuff that you offer there. One, you are one of these full-suite, full-on tactical instructors that has the pedigree out there. You for quite a few years, you were one of the primary instructors at Mad Pool Dynamics, and then you set out on your own and you started, you have started Sentinel Concepts. You have something, you have some hybrid courses, though, that I've never seen before, like Low Light Vehicular CQB.
That package was really popular. Earlier this year, or actually last year, I teamed up with a law enforcement officer out of Texas named William Petty, and that's primarily been his flagship course. And we teamed up on it, and basically my job was kind of help out with that and make sure nobody did anything stupid, because it was a very high-intensive class. And it's been very, very successful.
Well, I mean, one of the... You know, when you look around other countries, I know that a lot of bad things happen to people when they're in cars. Is that the impetus behind that, the world view of everything that goes on around you?
It's primarily that. It was originally developed out of a necessity on Will's side of the house for the LE community that he was working with. And then we started to discuss it and translate, bringing it over to the average citizen side of the house. Based on, you know, obviously we spend a lot of time in our vehicles. We do a lot of driving. You know, bad things happen in those places. So it was definitely a need to develop that curriculum on his behalf, you know, and bring it around to the average gun owner that needed it.
One of the other things I noticed that you offer, which doesn't surprise me because you've got a partnership with Nighthawk, is you offer a 1911 and user class.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, everybody that I know that I ever talk to that is a little bit, you know, that's over 40, okay? Tiger McGee, Larry Vickers, anybody that's out there that talks about these things will tell you that if you know how to really employ a 1911, there is no better gun to run. Is that why you have that partnership and that? And let me ask you a question. My board op is asking me this. They want to know how likely you are to swear.
I'll keep swearing down today.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Is that why you have the Nighthawk Customs partnership, and is that why you offer the course? Because there are people that want to run. I would like to get a hold of the right 1911 again, because I ran a 1911 for 5 years.
You know, the partnership with Nighthawk developed a long time ago, back in the Magpul days. They've been a really great supportive company of me. I enjoy their guns. I mean, face facts, nothing feels like a good 1911 in the hand. Absolutely nothing. You know, they're an amazing gun to shoot, a very easy gun to shoot, and incredibly accurate. And I think ergonomically, they're probably more superior than anything else out there. And they work, and they've been working since, what, about 103 years?
Yeah. You know, when I had Costa on, he was talking, you know, he had a partnership one time with Nighthawk, and he would tell me, And this is the reason I don't carry one today. And I'm still, and maybe you can answer this question for me. And I've talked to some people. I talk to people about this all the time because I really want to go that route. Chris was convinced that you have to shoot ball ammunition out of these things. That there are no 1911s that are going to functionally operate all the time with a hollow point every time.
Mm.
Is that your opinion?
Nope. I call shenanigans.
Okay.
You know, here's the thing. 1911s, good 1911s, quality 1911s, like any good quality gun, should feed just about anything, everything, all the time. And no matter what you get mechanically made, at some point sooner or later, you put all those factors together, it will have a malfunction of some sort. I don't care if it's the latest, greatest, wonderful polymer pistol to the most expensive, you know, $6,000 custom hand-built 1911. At some point, sooner or later, you're going to have a hiccup with anything man-made. Get over it, drive on, learn how to fix the problem, and get ahead of it.
See, that whole supposition that you have to be so far ahead of the curve to daily operate a 1911 blows me away. I carried one, like I said, for 5 years. In the 80s, the only guy that could carry a secondary weapon was the M60 gunner. So I became an M60 gunner. I carried it in an old leather tanker shoulder holster. I bet you I qualified with that thing 90 times. And I never failed to qualify expert. And I did occasionally have stoppages and everything. And I just do what you do when you have a stoppage in a 1911, which is get rid of it and keep shooting. And everybody out there that I talked to, when, you know, I talked to one new, relatively young trainer, okay, and he's like, I don't know why you give up all the capacity and reliability of the Glock. Well, you know, because Glocks didn't begin to exist till I'd been in the Army for 2 years. So, you know, I'm very slowly moving that way. Now, you, as a regular, we're coming up on the first break, so we'll pick this up when we get on the other side. Sentinel Concepts, you can find them at sentinelconcepts.com. You can go train with a man that is, I mean, when he cries shenanigans like he does, say, at Costa or something, the only time I've ever seen you up against somebody else was against Mil-Spec Monkey, which is, that's like having two extremes in the same room, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Absolutely.
This is the guy that doesn't kick in the door. He just runs right through it. Check him out at SentinelConcepts.com. We're going to be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load with my guest, Steve Fisher. Hey, everybody, hang on.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation with you. In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
So the phone rings and I pick it up and it's Mark. And Mark says to me, hey, third Sunday, June, Father's Day, I ordered Dad a gun. It's here. He's going to build it out and we're going to go out on Father's Day shooting. You want to come? And I said, yeah, what a great idea for a Father's Day gift. An AR-15 rifle kit from guns80.com. I think I'll get my dad one. He says, go ahead. See you out on the range. So we're going to meet on the range on Father's Day. Get your dad an AR-15 rifle kit at guns80.com. Guns80.com or call 844-2-GUNS-80.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. You need to go check out the contact line. This is something altogether different coming from them. You need to go check this out. This is taking them on a whole other plane. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour from Sentinel Concepts and all kinds of other places is Steve Fisher. Steve, one thing I need you to do for me next week, you need to be on the lookout for me for a phone call from either me or Gene Higdon, because he's coming here.
Oh, boy.
And I may need somebody for some bail.
You're definitely going to need the bail money with Gene coming in.
Yeah, he's coming in. Gene Higdon, Mean Gene Leather, friend of everybody out there. You were out there. You were way out there, and as far as out front, a lot of people are now putting things like optics on guns and flashlights on guns, and you were out there. The first time I ever saw you shoot anything was a Glock 19 that ATEI had done a little work on for you, and you were just switching back and forth left and right. What is the gun that you, and it looks like that's a gun you train with as well when you're teaching the class. What do you carry on a daily basis?
You know, that it really depends. I grab a gun, I put it on, I really don't care. For the most part, I either end up grabbing a full-size government 1911 and 45 or 9mm.
Right.
Or an M&P Shield that's been worked over by ATEI.
Oh, I'd like to see that.
Yeah. There's some powder burns on the thumb, not going to lie.
Yeah. So you don't carry a Glock 19 like everybody else does?
You know, I do on occasion. That's what I carried around with me yesterday because that's what was sitting in the front seat of my truck.
Right.
You know, I mean, for the most part, yeah, I just pretty much grab one out of the safe or out of the drawer, and that's you know, what I go to that day. There's no particular rhyme or reason, and, oh, dear, I'm changing guns around, and that could be dangerous because I won't know how it's going to work when I grab it. God. Idiots. You know, it's just a personal preference. You know, I grab a gun and I carry it. Get over it.
The thing about the evolution of what people carry, though, that has forced a lot of the peripheral people to come out and change their game a little bit. You have a relationship with Raven Concepts, Raven Concealment. Excuse me. And Raven, for all of you that carry one of those Kydex holsters that is flat and it hugs your body really good and it's got belt loops on it, Raven was the one that started all that. Everybody else is just a copycat. Does anybody at Raven ever cry softly in the still of the night when they sit back and consider what they should have patented? You know?
No, I don't believe. I don't really believe so. I think they have a very good understanding of the industry and what they're doing, and you know, kind of their motto is they just. You know, they just stay a couple steps ahead of everybody else.
Yeah.
Let them catch up to them.
But they were the ones that sort of pioneered the whole flashlight on a gun holster concept, weren't they?
They were the first that I had ever seen back in the early 2000s, you know, mid-2000s, that really started that. And it was just mind-blowing to me at the time. I was like, wow, I can actually carry a full-size gun with a flashlight concealed.
And now, of course, they got to make them with an RMR cut.
Oh, yeah.
So the holster makers, they have to be sort of, you know, I don't know, they have to be sort of flexible here and there, don't they?
Well, you have to be. As the gear needs change and requirements change, you know, so does the ancillary equipment. You know, that really has to all catch up. And, you know, you can't have one without the other.
Now, you don't have time to answer this, but now you do, since you work with William Petty. I mean, is there anybody William Petty doesn't work with? I mean, he works with you, works with Costa. Who else does he work with?
You know, he's Asian, that's all I'll say.
Okay.
Will's a great guy, super smart about this. He aligned himself with Chris this year, you know, to run the LE training division for Costa Lutis, which was a good move. We worked together for the past year. We'll probably be continuing to work together on some other projects. You know, take it while you can get it, especially in this industry. You've got to keep options open.
Right.
You know, you really do.
The question I've got for you, now, law enforcement, I understand law enforcement needs a little bit different skill set than they used to need, say, when I was a kid in the 70s. I get that part of it. And they need to work with people like you and William Petty. We're coming up on the next break, but here's the question I'm going to pose to you. Do you take any of that skill set that you try to teach professionals? And this has got to be very hard to do because with some, like if you're working with a team, a SWAT team, a fire team or anything, you're working with a bunch of guys that have already worked together, that have already trained together. They know how the other guys think, so they can be somewhat predictive of how their teammates are going to work. How do you take and try to approach civilians And I'm talking about guys that have never been in the military, never been in law enforcement before. They've got a gun. They've heard of you. They saw you on video. They want to work with Steve Fisher. Do you actually try to approach them? And you don't have to answer this yet, because this is going to be multi-layered, because I'm thinking that one day we're going to have a really bad thing happen here in the United States, and it's going to be incumbent upon some of us who are not wearing a shield to pitch in. I mean, when you're talking to law enforcement and everything, do you guys ever think about these scenarios?
Yes, absolutely do.
Are you aware of the test they did in the Northeast where they sent a bunch of cops in against a supposed terrorist fire team, and they killed the first 50 cops coming through the door? Do you see that on one of those NRA groups where it's got all the old salts talking about it? One of them was the trainer. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see that one.
See, that's I find a lot of validity in that, and I just wonder. Does law enforcement train a team the way Steve Fisher trains a team, for example? That's a pretty, you can answer that one, I think, in a minute.
You know, I think there's, multi-layers and facets of the training that goes on. I really don't teach anything outside different to the LE community versus my, open enrollment classes as far as techniques go, based around shooting accuracy, fundamentals, marksmanship, movement, things of that nature. And then on the separate side of the house, there are certain tactics that do get taught that are more relevant to what they do versus what the average quote-unquote citizen is going to do in their day-to-day life,
right?
And those are tasks fixated kind of goals and tactics that need to be taught. So there is some differences.
There's a guy in the chat room named Bob Owens that says you can shoot a shotgun a little.
Ah, Bob. I know, Bob. I had.
Bob's going to be on the show tomorrow.
I'm so sorry.
All right, we're coming up. We got 12 seconds for the break. You can find Steve Fisher at SentinelConcepts.com. There you can find his calendar, his courses, all what to bring. You can sign the waiver, which I think normally is set up if you're holding the door for Steve as he's coming through it. I would certainly sign one. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
When you're listening to the radio and you hear,
"We interrupt this program to bring you a special news bulletin,"
you listen closely. Your pulse rate increases and you wonder if you're prepared for whatever man-made or natural disaster has occurred. If food became unavailable, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you checked and found emergency food can cost as much as $300 for a month's supply and is full of weird chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, for only $99, you can order 90 meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein. And they're packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar bags. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184. And remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. Go check out the new contact line. Go to tacticalholsters.com and go check out the new contact line. I've been talking about something for a while. And they just went out and made it. I called them the other day, yesterday as a matter of fact, and we're going to have them on to talk about it. It's outrageous. TacticalHolsters.com. My guest this hour from Sentinel Concepts and all kinds of other places is Steve Fisher. Straight up front, Steve, I think you should be running the show because there's a lot of people here that are in the chat room going that you're dreamy and all this other stuff.
Oh, God.
I agree with them, though. I think you're dreamy, too. I was asking you if you try to take your classes that are probably geared with a sort of a military-esque, law enforcement-esque tip, and if you try to apply these to civilians, because there are some civilians out there that, you know, may find themselves in a really bad position one day. Do you try to fit that in there? I mean, that's got to be a difficult proposition there.
It is. You know, it becomes more of a thinking game than a shooting game. And for you know, me to get people into a particular mindset of, hey, you may find yourself in this, you know, 1% chance, 5% chance in your lifetime there where you may have to do X, Y, or Z. So, you know, it's kind of a balancing act. It's really a game. And to get people driven into that mindset and that mentality takes a lot. It really truthfully does.
Do you find that they linger a lot? Like when they're doing a step, do they seem to linger a lot? Like they don't understand of popping out, pop, 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 popping back in and getting back undercover, do they? That's just foreign.
It's very hard based on a lot of years of range exercises that always talk about either, you know, you take a sidestep to get in or out of cover, or actually not making use of true cover on the range, you know, during a lot of those exercises. So that is always a kind of a lingering kind of thing that happens there, I'll say. They kind of linger a little bit longer than they should.
That's that's got to be the thing that it's really hard to get them to understand why they need to, you know, when you see somebody like looking at any of you guys going through these steps, you would swear to God that you're trying to imitate the Tasmanian devil. Okay, because you're just literally hopping, jumping, running. Everything's quick and deliberate and planted when you plant and then light when you're light. And I'm sure everybody probably, you know, for a civilian looking at that, they'd be like, ah, look at him, show off. I can't do that kind of stuff. But that's really the craft, isn't it? I mean, that's the hard part to teach.
Yeah, it is. It very truthfully is. And you have to break things down into forms and steps for people, like any kind of instruction and adult learning. And, you know, I don't shoot nearly as fast as what I used to in front of students or do demos at particular speeds anymore. It's like I'll show them it at 25%. I'll show it to them at 50% and then maybe at 75% and put it all together for them. Without it being a, you know, look at they're showing off, you know, that kind of thing. You know, I expect if I go to a class, I expect the instructor to be proficient to show me and, you know, to give me the breakdowns of every exact little step that I'm doing and why. And to do that, it has to be done at a certain rate or pace that I found, at least for me.
Right. And I'd agree. I probably guess there's probably a degree of intimidation when you have a somebody that's really, really quick as far as on the trigger. That there has to be a degree of intimidation that some people feel like they can't quite go with. They can't do it that way or something that's beyond them.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So let's talk about posture, because I've seen video of you trying to talk about not walking around like you're a runway model, okay? I'm talking about, I understand the whole basis behind this shoulder squared up with a long gun posture, because that's the same. Is it because it's the same posture as with a handgun and it makes the transition from one to the other easier? Is that why lots of people seem to be adopting that one?
I think it's part of it, and I think it was part of it was something that people really started to be seeing mainstream for years with, like, the MP5 days, you know, where guys were taught to square up behind the gun completely, make use of the body armor because it was such a small, compact weapon. So I kind of started driving it back to those days, you know, when we first learned to shoot MP5s and it was squared up, gun center line of the body. Kind of those techniques, I think, just still have translated over for years.
Right.
Because, well, that's what we were taught, and then it was just trickled down for a while. But then we started to adapt them to the bigger guns, you know, quote-unquote 5.56 guns, 308, stuff like that, which, honestly, it's nothing new. It's been around for a long time. You know, you'll see people kind of get wrapped around the axles about the way some people were teaching, you know, shooting squared up, gun center line, arm out at full extension. God, that caused a lot of headaches and grief over the years. it's just another way of doing it. At the time, you know, it works great for an open field, you know, very fast transition with the thumb not quite C-clamped or wrapped around the gun as much. Gun pulled a little bit more inboard to let some more recoil absorption get handled if you're not wearing armor, or if you are wearing armor. There's a million and one ways to do it. Not every way is right for everyone.
Right.
You know, and that's what I don't think people really understood or took away from that. Is it viable? Does it have a place? Sure. It absolutely does. The main thing is if how you hold the gun works for you and you're able to effectively put rounds target in a compressed time frame, ask me if I care what you're shooting or how you're shooting.
Yeah.
Because I don't. I really, truly don't. I don't care what stance you use. I don't care what grip you use. As long as you are effectively making rounds on target, getting hits accurately within a compressed time frame, yeah, carry on.
In the chat room, Bob Owens is saying that for body armor, you hang a 113 M113 armored personnel carrier from your chest on a chain as a arm. You know what in the 80s in Europe, do you know what we call the M113?
No.
A coffin.
Yeah. you know, it's kind of funny that he brings that up, you know, because the current political climate has now recalled all the track vehicles from departments. Ugh. And a lot of those are going to the bombing range.
Well, the M113, there was a local law enforcement agency that had two of those. And everybody would be like, they've got an armored personnel carrier. Well, you know, I used to take my dog tags and slap them against the armor on the M113, and that would leave little dents in the M113. And I don't think anybody understands that, like, an M113, a 7.62, will punch a fine hole right through it. I mean,
Yeah.
And that's why we called it a coffin, because anything you're facing, unless we were facing a group of guys that were shooting at us with our guns, our M16s, that might have worked, but beyond that, they're just coffins. They didn't swim very well. They didn't run most of the time. And, you know, we threw track pads all over the Autobahn. It was a party. Back in the day. Coming up on the last break, Sentinel Concepts. You can find them on the web. If you find yourself in a position to train with Steve, that would be something I would say jump at, simply because of what he brings to the table. He is a no-nonsense trainer. He does a lot of things. He does all the things that everybody else does, except he seems to be a little more in tune as a teacher, which is very important. There's a lot of guys that are great fighters, but they're lousy teachers. He is both a guy that'll run you down and run you over and tell you how he did it. Check him out at SentinelConcepts.com. Yes, sir. We'll be right back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Now a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price $89.95, but now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at idstronghold.com look fantastic.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right, last time on the firing line. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. If you've ever wanted to see hard Kydex mixed with tactical nylon, you need to go to tacticalholsters.com. Check out the contact line, the new contact line. Check that out. Well worth the price of admission. My guest this hour from SentinelConcepts.com is Steve Fisher. I'm being asked in the chat room if, in order to take a class with you, Steve, if they have to grow a beard.
No, they do not.
No, they do not. Why is Costa known as the beard? I've never seen you without a beard. I've seen Costa without a beard. Why is he known as the beard?
You know, it's probably because his beard is, like, so perfect. It's like the one maintenance grooming thing, like, he really takes absolute pride in. Like, he won't clean his guns for anything, but, man, that beard, let me tell you.
You think his beard is perfect?
You know, it's one of the better beards I've seen. I'm absolutely going to factually state that.
Well, I mean, the problem I have with it is he's letting these two gray streaks happen, and like he thinks he's Wolverine or something. I don't know. It just doesn't look
old.
Well, yeah, that too. That sneaks up on him, doesn't it? Just sneaking up on him. Last time I asked him the other day, hey, how's your knees? He just cussed at me a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So yeah.
That whole age thing creeping up on you. I'm glad I've already been there and done that. So now I just live with it.
Exactly.
Now, yeah. For the average person that's coming along, at what point do they look at something and say, I want to go to a Steve Fisher class? I mean, that's rather advanced. They're saying in the chat room that Costa has a beard handler. Really? Okay. When does somebody, I mean, if you ever come to my neck of the woods, I'll be crawling all over the thing. I'm going to bring Gene Higdon too.
Oh, you and me and Gene in the class together. I don't think I could handle.
Oh, sure you could. We'd be the ones, in his list of things to bring, one of the things that Steve suggests is a folding chair. We're going to have folding props. I mean, as we fire maneuver, we got something that's going to pop out, and we're just going to sort of lean on it and shoot.
You guys can bring whatever you want as long as you show up.
With age comes wisdom, yeah.
Yeah, fight smarter. Fight smarter, absolutely.
Yep.
You know, here's the thing that I tell people, and I've said it before, and I've said it on video. There's no such thing as an quote-unquote advanced class. There are accelerated learning points. There are, you know, different techniques that can be employed for different situations. But what you're really doing is a more proficient level of fundamentals of fights and triggers, weapons manipulation, and environment manipulation. That's all it really is. There is absolutely nothing advanced about a quote-unquote course. Now, you can get into advanced tactics or tactics, you know, so to speak, depending on what you're after. That may be like a specific, you know, like a vehicle class or a shoot house class. Those things employ some more thinking versus, you know, just being in a firing line and having an instructor tell you what to do versus somebody teaching you what to do.
Right.
So as long as you have a good proficiency level, more than welcome. Come to class, learn stuff. Compare it to other places, other things you've done, and then put all those things together and kind of get your own little recipe down and do what you need to do. But that's why you go to train with everybody, that you positively can, that has, a good program and a good reputation, and you kind of learn from everybody.
Yeah, and you get a different perspective, don't you?
Exactly.
A little variation on technique, a little different philosophy.
Sure.
You just came off of the home defense long gun. Coming up next on the 27th and 28th, you've got the critical handgun employment, followed by the critical carbine employment. What is the differentiation that you make out there as far as critical? Where are you placing the emphasis there?
Critical skill set. Seeing the problem a lot faster, interpreting that problem or the potential problem quicker, engaging it faster and more accurately, under some timed exercises, some stressor drills, really basically more getting ahead of the problem than behind the problem and then trying to react to it. So it's kind of being a little bit more proactive versus reactive.
Now, and correct me, tell me if I'm wrong in this, because I always say that when you're in a self-defense situation, it's going to start out reactive. But you have to become proactive really quick, and you have to become hyper-violent really quick if you're going to persevere. Is that sort of what you're trying to teach there?
To a degree, yes. We definitely understand, that reactionary gap, but there's also an understanding of seeing the problem before it starts. So you can be offensively on the initiative if it dictates.
Right.
So if, realistically, no matter what we do, we are reactive or reactionary to something because we still have to perceive that threat or see the threat first. So that puts us at still a reactionary level, regardless of how you cut.
Right.
That person may not be actively shooting at that point in time yet, but, all the bells, whistles, and the little hair in the back of your neck is going up. You're still being reactionary, but what I'm trying to get people to do is to see the problem before it occurs. So their time frame, as some people have said it, Will and others and myself, is to react sooner than faster.
Well, I mean, in certain instances, like for me as a civilian, if I have the hair, which I shave my head, so if the stumps of hair were to stand up on the back of my neck because I think something is about to happen, and I draw down prematurely, I'm committing a felony there. So that sort of awareness, that self-awareness and looking around and everything. But
the situational awareness is the key.
One thing I don't understand is there's 134 million gun owners in the United States today. And I don't know what the percentage is, but I mean, I would think that most of those, a big majority of those gun owners don't even know that classes like yours exist.
No, you're absolutely correct.
I don't understand, with all of the guns that got bought in 2013 and all the other things that have been bought in recent days, and with gun culture 2.0 and everything, and I know certain people are out there trying to push this and push that, I do it. I don't understand why training is not the biggest growing part of the gun industry.
Ooh, well, one is egos. People don't like to know what they don't know and understand.
Oh.
I've been shooting in Uncle Bob's backyard for 25 years, and no disrespect here. This is factual. We hear it all the time. And, he was a combat vet from such and such at such time, which is absolutely awesome and appreciative, but it's not always necessarily the same translation that needs to be given over to XYZ person. Or, hey, my dad was a cop for 30-some years, and he's seen it all, and that's all I need to know. And you hear all these excuses and all these little made-up excuses why people don't come to class. I don't need to spend money on that. I learned everything I need to learn in my concealed weapons class or whatever the case may be. Or, like I said before, it's just a matter strictly of an ego or an embarrassment factor of, hey, I don't really want to go there, being that young guy who really doesn't know anything and have some dude show me. I'm like, it's not my problem.
Well, the only issue I have with that is I look at gunfighting as sort of a martial art. And, Bruce Lee never stepped up at one point when he was still alive going, out there, I perfected everything I do. So I don't even need to practice no more. He never did that. Nope. This is it's a skill set that just like cardiovascular, as you stop doing it, things begin to your skill level begins to go down with it, with the inactivity. I've got to start it all back up over again. Since I've had the heart attack, I have not fired a round yet in 2015. And I've got to pick up everything all over again. I got some great things to start with and everything, and that's going to be stupendous. But at the same time, I'm not really looking forward to getting back into that swing of things because I've got to start almost over as a beginner, although right. A beginner with a little more know-how going into it. SentinelConcepts.com. You can find his schedule there. You can find his list. There's a waiver to fill out. There's a list of things to bring. He leaves nothing to chance. I will be in touch, sir. I'd like to have you back again as things develop and everything. I didn't even get into ITAR with you, which is something you have to consider. But now I would love to know, and we'll talk about this at a later time. I'd love to know how some of these ITAR things might affect training. So, but thank you for being with me, and you stay safe.
Thank you. I'll talk to you soon, Bill. Be safe.
Yes, sir. All right.
All right.
Tomorrow on the show, we're going to have Bob Owens, BearingArms.com. Bob is the one I go to. He writes the most poignant articles that actually matter. Some people don't like them. I do. I don't care. We'll do this again in 22 hours. Please remember this. It's never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control on a Wednesday. This has been Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.